Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dana Coonsey, and of course he's with Hitchcock House. Good morning to you, Dana.
Good morning.
Dana, you have an exciting program coming up. It's one of those summer programs you do, but this one is a little extra special.
I would agree with that, LaVon. We are kind of changing our format a little bit, and it looks like it's going to be a two-hour concert, We've brought in some heavy hitters this time, folks.
You bet. And it's happening when?
It is going to be on August 13th, and it's a 5 p.m. show rather than 2. Ordinarily, when we do these programs, they've been at 2 o'clock, but at 5, we're hoping that we're going to be out on the lawn, under the shade trees, bring your chair, and come for a free concert that is just going to knock your socks off. We have the duo of Joe K. Walsh and Grant Gordy coming to perform bluegrass music.
Now, those names are not familiar to me. Probably one, I don't listen to bluegrass a lot. I know you are a big fan, but that really doesn't matter if I don't recognize their names. When you talk about all of the things they've done, I'm going, oh my goodness.
Yeah, they are right now still touring, I believe, in Spain. And then they'll be back and have a performance in Colorado and then fly in on the day of this performance. Joe plays the mandolin and is an instructor of mandolin in one of the colleges out east. And he lives in Portland, Maine. And Grant Gordy is a wonderful guitarist who lives in Brooklyn, New York. And they have just had some wonderful accolades, including being, you know, the fact that Joe's mandolin playing was referred to just simply as brilliant by Vintage Guitar magazine. So this is a lot of fun coming our way. And a two-hour concert that evening should be fantastic there on the lawn. We're doing this in front of Hitchcock House this time.
Okay, that's a little different setting.
We're going to pull a trailer in and have them use that as a stage in front of the house. And in case you're wondering, we will be serving supper on the grounds. So that will be available to folks. But really, do bring a lawn chair and enjoy a free concert that is just going to be a great, great show.
Is the food free? Donation? Free will offering?
Free will offering is what we're thinking right now.
Okay, that sounds good. That'll work. But that's given the time that it's starting, I think that's a really great addition that you're trying out. You know, sometimes it's good just to change things up and it's
we're
gonna
exciting. Try this and see how it works. We're thinking later in the day might catch more people. And it also helps our volunteer staff at Hitchcock House who want to be able to see this show too, because we will be giving tours on the regular basis from 1 to through about startup time of the concert, 5, and then we'll be able to do the concert. And I just think this could be a really nice format for us to use as well. So if you have never been to Hitchcock House, here's a great opportunity. And if you haven't been there for a while, it's a great opportunity to come back, because we just keep learning more and more about this wonderful national landmark site that's right here in Cass County.
Yeah, you know, I think we kind of, it's easy to take it for granted. First of all, there are a lot of people who've never been there, but that's always true of hometown stuff. But secondly, you know, we go, okay, this is important to Lewis, this is important to Cass County, but sometimes we don't see the bigger picture. So it's a much bigger picture.
It really is. And if we had, I don't think any of us really knew back in the 80s when we were starting to restore the house, what a jewel we had. And we've certainly learned so much about it. It is part of a network of Underground Railroad stations, homes that stretched across the nation. People that dedicated their lives, other folks ought to be able to live free, and did it against the popular rule of the time, against federal law. They put their own families at risk, mm-hmm. And the Hitchcocks weren't the only ones here in Cass County that did that.
I think that's a really interesting point because, yeah, we hear the name Hitchcock and say, okay. But you say there are other people in the county?
Absolutely.
Well as-
Oliver Mills was one of the outstanding early settlers of Cass County, agriculturalist, and he brought in some hired men, James Baxter and Henry Whistler and Captain Coe, who was the captain of our Civil War troops from Cass County, was involved. And even the congregational minister up here at Atlantic, Reverend Hill, was very much associated with the Underground Railroad. And then you have the Barnetts over at Grove City in Cass County. So there was a real network just right here in Cass County. There used to be hundreds of these homes across the United States. Now there's only about a half a dozen that remain in Iowa. And we're really blessed at Hitchcock House because as the National Park Service works with us, they continue to tell us that our biggest challenge is not to mess up what we've got, because they tell us that Hitchcock House is one of their favorite Underground Railroad sites in the entire nation.
Pretty amazing. We better appreciate that. If you haven't been there, and bring your friends. You know, that's when I had some visitors, I took them, and they're just all going, oh, they were amazed. Now, one of the things I wanted to touch on that you'd mentioned earlier was it's called the Underground Railroad. Were railroads involved?
Well, very rarely were railroads involved. Certainly not out here at that time. The closest railroad in the 1850s came as far as Iowa City. So the railroad terminology was adopted by the Underground Railroad folks because everybody wanted it, and it was the technology of the day. And a Southern planter once said, "My slaves are escaping so fast, it's as if they're running riding a railroad that runs under the ground." And the abolitionists heard that, they loved the turn of phrase, so they adopted it. So their houses became stations, they became conductors, and even sometimes they referred to the fugitive slaves as parcels or a cargo being moved on the Underground Railroad. And it also denotes something else about a railroad, which was time efficient. And in Iowa, the Underground Railroad really was. They outran the law.
They had to.
Yes.
They had to for everybody's safety.
They did it very well.
And as we talk about the railroad and the underground and so on, do you have any idea how many people, how many slaves came through Hitchcock House? Is there any way to make an estimate?
You know, if you had asked us that back in 1984, we would have done a little shoulder shrug and go, oh, maybe dozens, because we really didn't understand our own history yet. But after attending a national conference in Topeka, it is clear that in 1857 and 58, one expert said that she could identify 200 documented fugitive slaves coming through in those 2 years alone. And as we look at the writings of the people that lived long enough to talk about this, they weren't doing it once in a blue moon. It was two or three nights a week that they were moving one, two, three slaves at a time through. So the numbers in the hundreds, if not thousands.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And I know you continue to do research and continue to update and across the United States, across Iowa, our adjoining states. So it's good to keep on finding more information. So you can tour Hitchcock House and learn a little more about that Underground Railroad history on the 13th. And that opens, what time the tours available?
1 o'clock.
Okay, 1 o'clock for tours. And then stay, or whatever time you come, be sure to be there by 5 or a little earlier if you'd like to eat dinner.
That's right. We'll probably be serving sandwiches throughout the show, but there'll probably be a break at some point that will work into that schedule too.
And be a part of this kind of new format with exciting performers. What an opportunity, Dana.
These folks are great, and if you don't trust my word, just check them out on YouTube. That's Joe K. Walsh and Grant Gordy. They have a brilliant performance at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., that you can pull up on YouTube, and they're just fantastic.
All right, so that is this Sunday, day after tomorrow, the 13th of August, starting at 5 o'clock at Hitchcock House. Thank you so much, Dana Kunze, for visiting with us.
Thank you, LaVon.
Until next time, here's a thought. Music washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life.